somebody at the door of my neighbor's house after night's been drinking and is singing so loud. I figured it'd be time to get some freshly blowing air, so I stumbled a bit farther to a barber's chair. I asked him for just a little bit off of the top. He spun me around 6 times, I nearly threw up. Well, what type of barber are you, I did ask. He said I only wear this bibbing comb to get a laugh. So I ran out of there well fast as I could, but he made me pay $5 for saying I look good. Then I ran into a hobo and I gave him all my change. He drove off in an Escalade and I thought strange. I was still pretty tired, so I thought I'd get a rest. I laid down on a bench, I was out pretty fast. I woke quite disturbed, someone shook off my cab. Say, policeman, give me a ticket for a public nap. I said, hey, officer, this ticket I will not pay. Well, don't look at me, this is business, he didn't say. I took a closer look at his police suit. I realized he was just a businessman dressed in blue. So I walked on my way feeling I had been used. And I stumbled into the nearest church to relieve me of my blues. The priest, he was a young man, shiny as gold. And the church was filled with 1,000 people, their guns they didn't load. Well, I sat down in front and they all looked stunned. Well, the priest said I was no Christian boy for the clothes that I had on. To prove to them my piety, must donate 50 bucks and bring 10 friends tomorrow who'll never ask what. Well, I didn't promise anything. They threw me on the dirt, saying if you believe in Jesus, you'll buy a better shirt. Well, with nowhere to go, I carried on down the street. I came upon a sign saying we got everything you need. So I walked right in and asked, where can I find a friend? Well, they looked confused and said, our liquor's an aisle 10. Well, how about some dignity? Got any of that? They said, no, but we got some pills you'll never feel fast. Well, I figured I'd best report what I had seen. So I went to my senator to convince me this was no dream. He said, son, you're paranoid, please just relax and buy stock in petroleum, make that feeling pass. Well, not quite satisfied, I proceeded down the hill and I came upon a man who had stumbled and fell. Well, I reached out my hand to help him to his feet. He pushed it away, saying I can't trust anyone on the street. So I ripped off my shirt, then I pulled down my pants. And I reached out again to give this man a hand, saying, see, here I ain't got nothing to hide. I ain't gonna sell you nothing or take you for a ride. It's a mighty weird world that we're living in, but I learned something from this, a humble man. If every politician, businessman, and priest would just take off their clothes, we could all see, well, just what it is they want, what they're getting at, and tell if they're genuine or just another sewer rat.